We start with arts news from Alan Corr. And the news, Alan, that Pussy Riot are to sue the Russian government.
Da, and good for them. The all-female punk band were imprisoned for 21 months for hooliganism motivated by religious hatred in 2012. And now they are set to sue the Russian government at the European Court of Human Rights for jailing them for their staged political protest in a church. 2 years ago, Pussy Riot ran into Moscow's biggest cathedral and sang a song called Punk Prayer, which called on the Virgin Mary to get President Putin out of office. Now, two freed members of the band are now seeking €120,000 each in compensation and €10,000 in court fees. Pavel Chikov, head of human rights group Agora, told The Guardian they didn't get a fair trial here in Russia, so they want to get it finally in the European Court of Human Rights. Since their release, Pussy Riot have continued to oppose Russia's strict laws on censorship and religion.
Donna Tartt's novel The Goldfinch is to be made into a film already?
Well, by none other than Brett Ratner, who is best known for imperishable classics such as Rush Hour, Rush Hour 2 and Rush Hour 3. He will turn the Pulitzer Prize winning 784-page tome into a movie. Critically lauded, The Goldfinch follows a grieving 13-year-old boy whose fate becomes intertwined with a mysterious 17th century painting at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. Now, Warner Brothers had previously bought the rights to Tartt's celebrated 1992 debut novel The Secret History, but a film version has not yet been released.
And finally then, Alan, Star Wars 7. Filming continues in Kerry.
Well, day two of The Kingdom Strikes Back began with Luke Skywalker, that's Mark Hamill, and his family arriving at Port Magee Pier to board a boat to Skellig Michael, where filming is taking place on Star Wars 7. Director J.J. Abrams has been travelling by helicopter to the island, and filming will continue until Friday. However, there is a great disturbance in the force. UNESCO is asking who authorised filming on what has been a World Heritage Site since 1996, and Birdwatch Ireland is also complaining about the timing of the filming in the middle of the breeding season for the island's native bird population. The force is strong with the locals, however. B&Bs and private houses are doing very nicely, thank you, as are local boatmen who, according to today's Irish Independent, are being paid €1,000 per day to ferry the crew across to Skellig Michael.
Thank you very much to Alan Corr, and more on RT10, the Entertainment Network.